So please open your Bibles to Hebrews. We're going to read chapter 11, verse 6. But before we start talking about this verse, I just want to say when I was studying for this message, I realized how little I know about faith. And Pastor George talked about faith, about passing to our children. And there's just so many things that you can talk about faith and that can be said about faith. And one can just preach for hours and months about faith and probably will only cover a small part of it. The word faith itself appears only a few times in the Old Testament and over 200 times in the New Testament, showing us the transition of moving away from living under the law in the Old Testament and to living by faith in the New Testament. And we interact with faith on a daily basis, right? When we get inside the airplane or when we get inside our car, we have faith that will get us to our destination safely. When we take our prescription pills, we have faith that they will make us better. Engineers have faith in their calculations when they design a building or a bridge. Even criminals have faith in their lawyers when it comes to court. So the point I'm trying to make is that without faith in our daily lives, it would be very difficult for us to live. And for us as children of God, faith is a must. Faith is pretty much the entrance point to relationship with God. So if you open to Hebrews with me, chapter 11, we're just going to read verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. So faith is what pleases God, right? It pleases Him because it is Him you are trusting and no one and nothing else. He interacts with us based on His grace, and we respond in faith. So the chapter 11, the same chapter itself, is filled with many illustrations from the Old Testament. In verse 6, we read about the faith of Abel. In verse 7, we read the faith that Noah had. In verse 8, we read about Abraham. In verse 11, we read about Sarah. And what's interesting to think about is that when Jesus was walking on this earth, He could have healed every single person. But He reached out only to those who had faith in Him. In Matthew chapter 8, in verse 5, we read about the Roman officer who had a very strong faith so that Jesus healed his servant without even seeing the person. And in Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 8 and 9, we read that it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." So here we see that faith is a gift from God. Right, and there are false right now in this our modern age. There are many false ideas about faith. Some think of it as some sort of a mystical idea, which we think of in our minds, and we force ourselves to believe it and accept it. And it is clear that many Christians today have been deceived and do not understand what biblical faith really is. Right, there are so many people feel that when things are going well, God is with them and is blessing them. But when things go bad, they lose sight of God, and their faith completely disappears. We see around us all the time the false miracles and the supposed acts of God, right, that are made up and faked to keep people excited about God. And that is done because people have so little faith. Many churches make it a practice to stir up false emotions so people can feel like God is there. But the simple and true description of faith is that it's an action based on belief and trust in God. Meaning, biblical faith is accepting and putting into practice the promises of God. And the best definition of faith can be found, again, in Hebrews 11, from verse 1 to 3. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For it, by people of old, received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So That is, what seen was not made out of the things that are visible. Right, so I was reading Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, and he has a good, really good quote about faith. He said, to have faith in Christ means, of course, trying to do all that he says. There would be no sense in saying you trusted a person if you would not take his advice. Thus, if you have really handed yourself over to him, you must follow that you are trying to obey him, not hoping to get to heaven as a reward for your actions, but wanting to act in a certain way because the first faint of gleam of heaven is already inside you. So faith is what pleases God, right? So faith that pleases God, and we want to please God, how can we increase our faith? Well, it's very simple. Faith and knowing that Scripture goes hand in hand. There's a strong correlation between faith and Scripture. So by increasing your knowledge in Scripture, we will increase our faith. If we open to Romans 10 and read verses 13 through 17, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Right, so verse 17 is the key here. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. So salvation comes to those who hear and believe the facts of the gospel. And faith matures as we continue to fast upon the word. Right, the more we know about our Heavenly Father and his character, the more we are able to put our trust in him. This can be applied the same to our human friends, you know. When you meet a stranger, you have no idea who he is. You don't know if you can trust him or not. But the more you learn about him, the more you realize that he's a trustworthy person, the more respect you have for him. So here in the Scripture, the more we're going to read the Scripture, the more we realize how great God is. And faith is not weakened by knowledge, but it's fortified with Scripture. I mean...